RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listener, welcome to English Bulletin program of a Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by commentary, today in history, focus, and news in brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesia Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present you our daily segment Music Corner. That was our program summary for today, listener. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. President Joko Widodo distributes sembako at his hometown in Surakarta, Idul Fitri celebration in Egypt. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo spent his second day of Idul Fitri back in his hometown in Surakarta, Central Java on Monday, June 26. During his homecoming, or locally known as Mudik there, President Joko Widodo distributed thousands of sembako packages, which is a parcel of staple food to local residents. The sembako was handed out at the front yard of his family-owned meeting hall, Graha Sabha. Thousands of residents lined up to enter the building complex. Security officers were overwhelmed by the crowd of people who were there to meet the 7th Indonesian president. President Joko Widodo arrived 45 minutes later at approximately 3:45 local time. He wore a white short-sleeved shirt mixed with blue pants. Then he walked towards the queue of people and interacted with the people there while officials distributed the sembako parcel, which were packaged inside a red and white handbag. Indonesian people in Egypt celebrate Idul Fitri festivity at the Embassy of the Republic of Indonesia in Cairo. Starting at 6 a.m. local time yesterday, Indonesian citizens from various circles and ages gathered at Wisma Duta Embassy Garden City, Cairo to perform Idul Fitri prayers. Indonesian Ambassador to Egypt, Helmi Fauzi, conveyed the greetings of Idul Fitri holiday to all Indonesian people in Egypt. On the occasion, Ambassador Helmi Fauzi said that Idul Fitri celebrations for the overseas community is one of the ways and opportunities to strengthen the relationship and increase the spirit of national unity. Wherever they are, Indonesian citizens must have a strong national attitude.
Juga perayaan Idul Fitri di hari ini merupakan kegiatan-kegiatan yang dapat meningkatkan.
Today's celebrations of Idul Fitri is an activity that can enhance our national spirit and a sense of unity and unity among us. Even though we live abroad, we must have ways of thinking, behaving, and doing that show the loyalty of caring and respecting the national and the homeland. Furthermore, Ambassador Helmi Fauzi said, as a pluralistic nation, Indonesian society abroad must also be able to appreciate the diversity of tribes and cultures. In addition, Indonesian citizens are also required to obey discipline laws and put the interests of the nation and state instead of self and group interests. Bali Governor Made Mangkupastika was delighted with the arrival of the former United States President Barack Obama and his family in Bali for a six-day vacation from June 23rd until 28. Pastika said in Bali on Monday, June 26, that Bali is ready to serve the guests. He added that Indonesia is a beautiful and safe country. Obama's visit is Bali's tourism victory in the international stage. Governor Pastika believes that Obama's visit is as big as any other head of state visit. He also remarked that American people never regard their previous president as a former president. They still refer to previous presidents as Mr. President. Such is the case with Obama, who is currently vacationing in Bali, and that's why his visit is as big as any other head of state's visit. Indonesian National Police Polri have found hundreds of books containing Islamic State propaganda targeting children at the home of a suspect arrested in connection with the stabbing death of an officer. A police spokeswoman, Commissioner Rina Sariginting, said in Medan, Nusa Tenggara on Monday, June 26, that another suspected militant was shot and killed by police during Sunday's attack on a police station in Medan. Rina added, the wife of the arrested man told police that her husband had spent 6 months in Syria in 2013. Police believe the men were part of Jemaah Ansarut Daulah, or JAD, an umbrella organization on a U.S. State Department terrorist list which supports Islamic State and has hundreds of Indonesian followers. Rina also said that the police can see from the pattern of their attack that it is likely they belong to the JAD network. There is concern about the rise of militants in Indonesia. Islamic State sympathizers have carried out a series of mostly low-level attacks over the past few years, and there are fears about the returns of hundreds of Indonesians who have gone to Syria to support Islamic State. The government of Indonesia is preparing to deregulate the second list of negative investment DNI. The first phase of the DNI change was made in the first quarter of 2015. This improvement is expected to encourage the growth of domestic investment. Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Darmin Nasution said in Jakarta on Monday that the government is trying to push back investment growth as an effort to boost the economy. So far, with the DNI deregulation issued in 2015, there are not many sectors that are covered 100%. Now a number of sectors have been able to enter the foreign and private sector to reach 50 to 60%. He also explained, in addition to the infrastructure sector, there will be other sectors that participate in the target of ease of investment. It's expected that with this deregulation, the foreigners can enter more than 70%. However, Minister Darmin Nasution does not ascertain whether there is deregulation in every sector, including infrastructure, because there must be a ministerial discussion related to the regulations of the DNI, and this discussion has not been resolved. The terror act of the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, ISIS, continue to be fought. The government of Indonesia does not want to be distracted by the militant group allegedly affiliated with ISIS militant group which is being hunted. Terrorism observer from the Alliance of Indonesia Peace, AIDA, Hasibullah Sastrawi, views that the eradication of terrorism in Indonesia is considered better than other countries. He said in Jakarta on Monday that every country has different approach in dealing with terrorism. Hasibullah exemplifies Saudi Arabia, which gives luxury facilities to convicted terrorism inside the prison. The approach is considered successful in one or two trials. However, Hasibullah has noticed that the positive impact of the approach is not sustainable. Meanwhile, the approach taken by the Indonesian government is much different. The last item. The Gambir station at Central Jakarta on Monday, June 26, recorded more than 16,000 passengers departing to various regions. Chief of PT KAI Operation Area Satu's Public Relations Suprapto said on Monday that from June 15 to July 6, the number of train tickets ordered and purchased has reached more than 260,000. On Monday, the number of passengers was slightly down compared to the peak period of homecoming traffic. Suprapto said that on Monday, Gambir station recorded 16,400 passengers, slightly down compared to the previous 2 days. Gambir station is expected to have more than 7,000 passengers on June 30, while the number of passengers who booked tickets for July 1st reached almost 5,500. Listener, that was the news from RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. I'm Dinu Graha. Thank you for listening.
Hey Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah. All scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semarang? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay, I'll try to Joglo Semarang. Make your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semar, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August the 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia. Listener, here is commentary entitled International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking. Tuesday, June 26, 2017, the world commemorated International Day Against Drug Abuse with the slogans released by United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime, or UNODC. The day featured various obstacles in the field of drugs and steps that have been taken by various countries to combat drugs and mechanisms to resolve these obstacles. This year's International Day Against Drug Abuse has a theme, Promising Messages, Addiction Can Be Prevented and Cured. Drug abuse and illicit trafficking have become an important and urgent issue for the world. Narcotics is a serious organized and transnational crime. Hence, it can affect all levels of society, causing huge losses, especially in the terms of health, socio-economic and security, especially in the younger generations. Indonesia as a country which has launched itself in a state of emergency of drugs interprets the International Anti-Drug Day, or in Indonesia called HANI, as a momentum to remind the public that drugs are still a scary thing for the country. The increasing number of victims and the increasingly clever syndicates seeking ways to supply narcotics require governments and communities to be always vigilant and determined to act vigorously in the fight against narcotics. Indonesian National Anti-Narcotics Agency, BNN, as a leading sector in handling narcotics problems in Indonesia, has created and carried out various efforts to prevent and eradicate drug abuse and illicit trafficking by involving all layers of elements of society, both in rural and urban areas. The victims of drug abuse are not only adults or adolescents, but also the children who have been targeted of the drug dealers who are just looking for profit without thinking about the consequences. Children and youth are the future of the nation. Certainly, we must not let them becoming lost generation because of drugs. Until now, the most effective effort to prevent drug abuse among children is family education. Parents are expected to supervise and educate their children to stay away from drug abuse. That was commentary.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, it's nice to meet you again in our regular program, Today in History, over a Rural Service Voice of Indonesia. While we start for an event on June 27, 1947, when General Sudirman was installed to become the first commander of the Indonesian National Armed Forces. After proclamation of October 5, 1945, Indonesian government, which has just formed People's Security Corps, had to change it to be People's Security Army in 1946 and change with the name Republic of Indonesian Army. In the independence war beside Republic of Indonesian Army, there were many guerrilla troops who joined the war. Because of that, to make the struggle solid, so on May 5, 1947, the then President Sukarno issued the decision to unite troops of Republic of Indonesia with other armed forces to become the Indonesian National Armed Forces and installed General Sudirman to become commander on June 27, 1947. The next event was in 1993 when the United States attacked, but on 27 June 1993 by using 23 long-range missiles, the United States attacked Baghdad City and surrounding area. This attack was held because United States accused the regime of Saddam was involved in an assassination attempt on the US President George Bush Sr., who visited Kuwait in April. In this attack, 6 civilians of Iraq were killed and office of Iraqi Security Council was damaged. And the last event was in 1996, Galileo spacecraft succeeded to pass Ganymede. On 27th of June 1996, Galileo spacecraft succeeded to pass Ganymede, the biggest natural satellite of Jupiter. The spacecraft worked to take pictures and to reveal the detailed structure of Jupiter's surface as well as its satellite. Galileo spacecraft was an American unmanned escape spacecraft. Listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
Hello listener, welcome back with me, Dee, in Focus, entitled The Ministry of Transportation Optimizes Transportation Services Through the Application of Vehicle Route Instructions. Stay tuned. The Government of Indonesia continues their efforts to optimize public transportation modes to be easily accessible and provide convenience for public transport users. To that end, the Transportation Management Agency of Jabodetabek, PPTJ of the Ministry of Transportation, or Kemenhub, in cooperation with MOVIT Indonesia, integrates transportation in the capital city and surrounding areas. MOVIT is a route instructions application of all types of public transit. The application can be downloaded for free by iOS and Android-based mobile users. As quoted by Kompas.com, head of the agency Bambang Prihartono in Jakarta, Monday, June 26, said the cooperation is expected to synergize and accelerate the synergies of existing modes of transportation. MOVIT is also expected to serve synergies between one mode with other modes targeted to increase the mode of share in 2019, which reached 40% because currently it is only 20%. MOVIT is also expected to contribute to build new transportation projects and evaluate existing transportation projects. Bambang said, until now, the pattern of transportation user behavior in the country still has not shifted. It is still very conventional. In addition to making the application, the Transportation Management Agency also continues to socialize it so that in the future, all transport users can use this application. Meanwhile, Director of MOVIT Indonesia Teguh Trianung said that cooperation with Jabodetabek Transportation Management Agency is important. As a regulator and public transportation operator in Jakarta and surrounding areas, according to him, before the cooperation is done, his office has collected data on the route of public transportation in Jakarta, Bogor, Depok, Tangerang, and Bekasi, or Jabodetabek since 2 years ago. Currently, 612 routes of the 700 routes are available in MOVIT. Meanwhile, on the other hand, Minister of Transportation Budi Karya Sumadi gave his appreciation to MOVIT Indonesia because the government does not spend any penny to develop the application. He thinks this is purely a private enterprise. MOVIT has been used in 75 countries and 1,300 cities in the world with a large audience. Budi asked Transjakarta and Kereta Api Indonesia to support this. In addition, according to Budi Karya, traffic in Jakarta is still very complicated. Therefore, Budi was of the view that MOVIT is needed to solve the problem. Listener, that was Focus for today. I'm Dini Nugraha. Thank you for listening. This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Justin Reed. President Joko Widodo spent his second day of Idul Fitri back in his hometown in Surakarta, Central Java on Monday, June 26. Indonesian people in Egypt celebrate Idul Fitri festivity at the Embassy of the Republic of Indonesia in Cairo. Bali Governor Made Mangkupastika was delighted with the arrival of the former United States President Barack Obama and his family in Bali for a six-day vacation from June 23 until 28. Indonesian National Police Polri have found hundreds of books containing Islamic State propaganda targeting children at the home of a suspect arrested in connection with the stabbing death of an officer. The government of Indonesia is preparing to deregulate the second list of negative investment, DNI. The terror act of the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, ISIS, continued to be fought. The last item, the Gambir station at Central Jakarta on Monday, June 26, recorded more than 16,000 passengers departing to various regions. Listener, that was News in Brief of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. I'm Dini Nugraha. Thank you for listening.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Hey, Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi, Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah. All scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semar? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay, I'll try to Joglo Semar.
Your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semar, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August the 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia Broadcasting Daily from Jakarta on frequencies of 95 to 5 kHz. You can also listen to our audio streaming at english.rriworldservice.com. Listener, our next segment is Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, welcome back with me Moza in Indonesian Wonder. Today we will introduce you to various traditions to welcome Hari Raya. So stay tuned with us on RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Besides through shortwave, you can also listen to us on www.voi.go.id. Listener, a few days ago, all Muslims in the world celebrated the Idul Fitri. Still in the atmosphere of Idul Fitri celebration, we invite you to know various unique traditions to welcome Hari Raya, which is different in every region in Indonesia. For example, in Madura is Java. Madurese people now welcoming Lebaran with the tradition of Telasan. Telasan is a tradition of Madurese community in connecting ropes not only with relatives, but also with neighbors and village elders. In Telasan, Madurese women will do their atar or deliver food to neighbors and people who are considered elderly in the village. Uniquely, while delivering delivery, Madurese women use a salver or tray placed on the head. The delivery is usually a petok rice or white rice wrapped in banana leaves, adun chicken or opor ayam, traditional pastries, and sticky rice. Listener, not much different from Madurese people who have a tradition of delivering food during Hari Raya. Balinese people also have a tradition that is almost the same, namely ngejot tradition. Ngejot itself means to give something, generally food, to others when a celebration or at certain holidays. Usually, every day before Idul Fitri, Muslims in Bali hand out food to neighbors around the house. In contrast, Balinese Hindus also do the same on their festivals, such as Galungan and Kuningan. Unlike the Balinese people, the people of Bengkulu welcome Hari Raya by holding the Ronjok Sayak tradition or burning the volcano. Ronjok Sayak tradition is mentioned has been done by Serawai tribe, local community, since hundreds of years ago. Ronjok Sayak or burn the volcano using coconut shells are arranged like a skewer until towering. Coconut shells that have been prepared in front of residents' houses and then burned so-called fire volcano. The burning time was simultaneously, that is after Isya prayers. This tradition is done as an expression of gratitude to God and to deliver the prayers of their ancestors. Listener, in Hari Raya Lebaran, residents of Kampar Regency, Riau held a Batobo tradition to welcome the travelers who go home to their area. The travelers are paraded through the paddy fields accompanied by tambourine. The nomads who are welcomed are those who go home in groups by using a vehicle like a bus. This event turned out to be a moment to release the longing as well as need back to the togetherness. In the evening, held recitation and reading contest the Quran. The first winner of the Quran reading contest will be rewarded with a fellow. The size of the prize depends on the donation of the nomads. In addition to contributing to the race, the nomads will also be asked to set aside a little sustenance to build a mosque or musala in their village. listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today with the topic of various traditions to welcome Hari Raya. Tomorrow we will meet again with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Listener, thank you for still being with us, the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestions or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia, PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia, or to our email address at info@voi.co.id and english@voi.co.id. Listener, now let's listen to our segment, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
How to speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI Word Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language, which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. Today's topic is Hari Idul Fitri, or in English, Idul Fitri Day. First, I'll introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and idioms related to the topic today. I'll say its word slowly twice. You can follow after me. Hari Idul Fitri. Hari Idul Fitri. In English, Idul Fitri Day. Salat. Salat. In English, to pray. Masjid. Masjid. Mosque. Pulang ke rumah. Pulang ke rumah. Going back home. Saling bermaafan. Saling bermaafan. To forgive each other. Makan. Makan. To eat. Bersama. Bersama. Together. Khas. Khas. Typical. Lauk. Lauk. Side dishes. Kue. Kue. Cakes or cookies. Pergi, pergi, to go. Kemana, kemana, where. Mengunjungi, mengunjungi, to visit. Saudara, saudara, relative. Lebih tua, lebih tua, older. Di sana, over there. This is a conversation on Hari Idul Fitri, or in English, Idul Fitri Day. As usual, I'll say every sentence slowly twice and you can follow after me. The conversation is between Anna and Rita at the office. Rita, selamat Hari Idul Fitri. Rita, selamat Hari Idul Fitri. In English, Rita, happy Idul Fitri. Terima kasih. Terima kasih. Thank you. Apa yang kamu lakukan pada waktu Hari Idul Fitri? Apa yang kamu lakukan pada waktu Hari Idul Fitri? What did you do on Idul Fitri Day? Setelah sholat Idul Fitri di masjid, kami pulang ke rumah. Setelah sholat Idul Fitri di masjid, kami pulang ke rumah. After Idul Fitri prayer at the mosque, we went home. Saling bermaaf-maafan, kemudian makan bersama. Saling bermaaf-maafan, kemudian makan bersama. And asking to forgive each other, and then eat together. Apakah ada makanan khas atau hanya makan seperti biasa? Apakah ada makanan khas atau hanya makan seperti biasa? Was there any special or typical food, or just like every day? Biasanya kami makan ketupat dengan lauknya dan ada juga kue-kue. Biasanya kami makan ketupat dengan lauknya dan juga ada kue-kue. Usually, we add ketupat or rice in the coconut cones and also the side dishes. There are also some cookies. Di Indonesia, ketupat adalah makanan khas Hari Raya Idul Fitri. Di Indonesia, ketupat adalah makanan khas Hari Idul Fitri. In Indonesia, ketupat is the typical food on Idul Fitri Day. Setelah itu, biasanya kami pergi. After that, we will go away. Pergi kemana? Where did you go? Kami mengunjungi saudara yang lebih tua. We visited elders. Di sana kami saling bermaaf-maafan. Over there, we would forgive each other. Senang sekali semua berkumpul di Hari Idul Fitri. Wow, how nice. All gathered on Idul Fitri Day. That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian language on the radio. Until tomorrow with another topic, sampai berjumpa lagi.
Hey Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah, all scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semar? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay. I'll try to Joglo Semar. Make your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semar, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August the 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia!
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, RRI World Service of Voice of Indonesia. Welcome back with me, Moza, on Music Corner. In today's edition, we present Dangdut Religious Songs to your hearing room. So stay tuned with us on RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia that you can too through shortwave on 9525 kHz, live streaming on www.voi.co.id or through a RRI Play application on your smartphone.
Jiwa
Yang Maha Tinggi, padamu ku bersimpuh, tunjukkan jalan hati nan rawan agar ku beriman. That was the piece of the lyrics of the song you just heard, entitled Padamu Ku Bersimpuh. This song is sung by dangdut singer Iis Dahlia. In accordance with the lyrics, this song tells the story of someone whose life is very empty, full of sorrow, and begs the direction of the Creator for his or her life of faith. Written by Rian Kyoto, this song is accompanied by a fairly mellow music rhythm with a slow tempo. The music was more towards dangdut Melayu. The song Padamu Ku Bersimpuh was released in 2001 and is actually the soundtrack of Ramadan soap opera that aired on one of the private television stations in this country. The soap opera adapted from a novel with the same name, Padamu Ku Bersimpuh, is also played directly by Iis Dahlia. She played as the main actress in the soap opera as Siti Nurhasanah. Before returning to discuss religious songs by Iis Dahlia, let's listen to the song entitled Ajarkan. Listener, the singer with real name is Lelia since childhood had already aspired to become a singer. Her appearance as a star begins as a guest star of TVRI Wajah Baru program in 1985. From this program, Iis was finally offered a contract to make 6 albums dangdut recording at once. Her first album was not so successful, but thanks to the song Tamu Tak Diundang in her second album, Iis' name became famous in dangdut music world in this country. So many dangdut albums that she has released. There are also some religious songs that she sang. One of them you just heard, the song entitled Ajarkan. The song that released in Ramadan in 2009 tells of love and loyalty. The song was created by Ireng Masabi and arranged with modern dangdut music. Besides Ajarkan, there are several other Iis religious songs, such as Tunjukkanlah or Renungkanlah. Both of these songs come to your hearing room soon and end our encounter in today's religious dangdut music corner. Sampai jumpa.
World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
cinta pasti ada. Ada makhluk yang bernyawa sejak lama sampai kini tetap suci dan abadi, takkan hilang selamanya sampai datang akhir masa, takkan hilang selamanya sampai datang akhir masa.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.